Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Now that it's October, that means it's time to celebrate Pork Month. The Wisconsin Pork Association works hard to promote pork to serve consumers and support Wisconsin's hog farmers through the Pork Checkoff. I'm here with Carrie Ritalik, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Pork Association. Now, Carrie, share with us some of those efforts being made to help promote pork and let consumers know it's a great thing to include in their diet.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. We are promoting pork, although we do it all year long in regard to the Wisconsin Pork Association, because we are the organization that provides information to our consumers on behalf of our pig farmers through the Pork Checkoff program. And the Pork Checkoff really is on a mission right now to grow public trust and protect our producers' freedom to operate. So we are telling the story about how our farmers are committed to sustainability efforts and what they're doing to not only protect our pigs, but also the people who work with our pigs, the environment, and serving our communities. So there's a lot of things that we're working on. Our efforts are going towards promoting all the good things and how sustainable pork production is in the state of Wisconsin. And with that, during October Pork Month, we just wrapped up our shoots for the production of a Discover Wisconsin program. And we are in hopes that that will get released on October 30th and 31st. So we want people to look out for that information and be able to watch that Discover Wisconsin program featuring our Wisconsin pig farmers, our sustainability efforts, our partnership with processing and manufacturing companies in the state of Wisconsin like Johnsonville. So we're really looking forward to letting people listen to that and see our message and just knowing how supportive our pig farmers are in the state of Wisconsin, and that pork is a very good, nutritious, versatile protein for your family.
Let's quick touch back on actually that sustainability aspect. I think when it comes to pork, you guys have a really kind of a good structure when it comes to talking about all the different aspects of sustainability on a hog farm. Let's talk a little bit about some of those aspects that really those producers look at. You know, it's not just one or two things, it's a lot of different things.
Yes, our producers also really utilize what we call our We Care principles. So number one, they want to take care of their pigs. They want to make sure that those pigs have the appropriate nutrition and are taken care of with their environment and taken care of that those that are working with those pigs are handling them in a very humane manner. And then on top of that, they work hard to make sure that the product they're producing is safe for our consumers. We look forward to working within our communities to support events like a grill out or an event at the local fair or something of that nature. And then we also work a lot on supporting efforts to promote different recipes that utilize pork. People don't always think of pork as versatile as it could be. And so you can utilize ground pork in a lot of places where you might utilize ground beef, and it works out really, really well. You can utilize pork in a lot of dishes that have a little bit of an international flavor, and carnitas is one example that comes to mind. So our producers are, you know, providing a great nutritious product. They want to make sure that they are protecting the environment. They do have a lot of efforts to protect the water, the air, and our soil out there if they're utilizing it to produce corn and soybeans to feed their animals. So It's a cyclical thing. It's something that our pig farmers in the state of Wisconsin do a very good job, and we're very, very proud of them.
Now let's talk a little bit about some of, you know, those pork recipes. And so if people aren't as experienced with using pork in their daily diet, or, you know, at home when they're making meals for their family, where can they turn to that they can learn a little bit more about some of those recipes that are available or ways to use pork?
Sure. So there's a lot of great websites out there. One thing that we've done this last year is we work with some influencers, and they actually had a blog that they would put out for different recipes. And so it was called our Influencer Management Program. And if you go to WPPA.org, there'll be recipes that are available there to, you know, get some different recipes to use for your family. And a lot of them are really quick and easy recipes. A lot of them utilize pork loin, which is really good when you actually cook it to 145 degrees. That's been one thing that a lot of our consumers in the past have overcooked pork, and that makes it tough and dry. So if we cook it to that temperature of around 145 degrees for a whole muscle product like pork loin, that works out really well. But you can also get on the National Pork site, and that will also provide a lot of different recipes, too, for people to look at. So that would be, again, pork.org, just pork.org, and you'll get information about cooking techniques, nutrition, pork safety, different kinds of cuts, and just ways to inspire you to utilize pork. I think one of the things is just remembering that pork is a very nutritious and versatile meat to be able to utilize. You can have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner as you're preparing your meals for the day, and it can be very quick and easy. So if you're looking for some really good recipes, I'd say check out pork.org. Or go to our website, WPPA.org.
That was Carrie Ritalik, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Pork Association. Visit pork.org for recipes and more information. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.